since I was 8, 9, 10 years old, came to Norway.
If you heard him many times,
yes.
Did he change a lot over the years, or was he very much the same?
When I heard this record you play there, then I understand that he has changed a lot. He didn't play so fantastic and so free, and he owned the notes, owned the etudes, he'd take it and bake bread of it. He owned them himself. But in the beginning he played more exactly as it says in the notes.
So as he was getting older, he began to take more liberty.
Much more freedom.
Yeah.
And he was also funny to look at when he played. I have a drawing from my teacher Nils Larsen living here at one place. He drew caricatures like that. And I'm sure I have a drawing of him.
No, we'll find that.
And he was Norwegian was in love to Ignaz Rinnan. Because he was one of the first pianists who came to Norway regularly. Every year, I think he came. And a lot of people knew him also private. Because when he was ready to meet concert, he went with 8, 10 young Norwegian, and we were together, and not I so much, but I was too young now. But all other people knew him very good. But when I get elder, he was a very good friend of Bjørn Bjørnson, and I learned him to knew also private. But then he never played. I didn't think he played in a party after. When he was ready with the concert, he was also ready with the playing.
He didn't teach much.
No.
How did it happen?
I have Edwin Fischer was in Oslo, and he should have a course in Potsdam, and then I was all very exaggerated.
Deciding.
I loved Edwin Fischer very much. Was not a little bit like Friedman.
Completely different.
Oh yes, but he was lovely. Then so I met him many times, and he said, "Can't you come to this course in the summer, and change belong to us in the course?" Yes, I couldn't manage it. I drew to Potsdam. It was short before the war. 35, 36 or so. I had then a very good friend in Berlin. She was his mother was born Rathenau, Walter Rathenau, and I gave him all this big concern. Walter Rathenau, this was a man who was murdered by Rosa Luxemburg. She was a communist,
yeah.
In Berlin. Historical,
yeah.
Happening. And Rathenau had friends in Norway. So I came to this course, and I asked Fischer, who I liked awfully good, "May I take my lady friend Berbel André with me? She's living in Swiss, in Zurich now." Berbel André. "Oh yes, naturally," he said. Then he saw that she was a new Jew. Then he was very cold against her.
Oh, was he anti-Semitic a little?
No, I don't. But perhaps he was afraid.
Just afraid, yeah.
He has to take thought.
After 1933, it was difficult.
Yes, I thought he was very polite against her, but not so much as he used to be. And she was a pianist too. We were both pupils of Georg Bertram in Berlin, she and I. They had one big house in the Kronbergerstrasse down in Dahlem, Berlin Dahlem. I remember it. Also, they had a concert hall and stage with two pianos, and she conducted also a little, and she has a little orchestra. So I played Mozart with her, and she conducted, and we played for two pianos orchestra, and I had practice many of these Chopin etudes together. We took one bar, she took one bar, I took next, same song, and try to mix them together so you not could hear the openings between the bars. Very funny. We didn't practice much together. So, then I met some people who said, why don't you go down to Ignaz Ridon, who lives up in North Italy? It's not long from here, from Berlin. You can go to Barcino and come in some hours. And I spoke then with Bjørn Bjørnson. He lived there. I telephoned to him and said, naturally you must come. I shall hire room for you. I shall have a piano when I come to Tuesday in this piano stage there. So all the Mazurka special ping bought a note place there, and I could live there by the man who has built his house there upstairs beneath Bergljot Ibsen. And I have lovely time there. And they were great friends with Frida. So it begins, therefore I came. I hadn't came when I didn't have known Bjørnsons.
So Bjørnson just arranged it?
Yes, he arranged it. And every Saturday and Sunday I nearly slept there up by Bjørnson. I didn't go home in the night. It was a little dark way to go from Bjørnson and down to Susie. There was not so many houses. And it was this Catholic on the
San Valentino.
We spot and so upon the name.
Yeah, yeah.
Light, and I was a little anxious when I went past it.
Yes.
But I was very often with Friedman also private. But he was a good friend of Bergljot Ibsen. But as I told you, also Ibsen and Bjørnson, they went, these families had very, very easily to get unfriends. They scolded each other.
Arguing.
Awfully. Yeah. They were famed in Susie.
For the fighting.
They stands on the balcony and cried awfully things after, so loud that they could listen it down in the village. But Frau Ibsen, she could in Bolzano, for instance, buy things, and then she said, will you please send it to Excellence Ibsen in Stursey? Excellence Ibsen. And this was Frau Bjørnson, so ugly, so angry. So she stands on her balcony and cried, this hell's Excellence Dreck! It was not good reclaim for over two good Bjørnson Ibsen that they were so... But also Friedman, he don't take care of this, and he was friend of both. He took it quite easy.
When you went for the lessons, how long would the lesson go for?
Oh, 2-3 hours of.
Wonderful.
He didn't see on the watch and.
But you said he would get up in the morning in his
some striped pajamas.
Striped pajamas, and he'd wear a Panama hat.
Panama hat here, and took the. Slange, sleng with the water, so
also the water hose, yeah.
Water, so not so modern, but he went on in pantoffles and
slippers,
sleeping goods, had water on all the garden, and lovely when I came.
The vegetables, the strawberries,
and berries, many berry trees. And I came then to have lesson, and he went in his pajamas, but he went on up and took on clothes. When we should have our hour. And I remember once he said to me, if you shall play this etude by Chopin, you have to have 6 times so much technique as it must have.
Yes.
Some search to it.
And what did he say about when he was going to get married? About her parents.
Yes, the lady's father, also Mr. Tolstoy.
No, that was her father was a Borshidlovsky.
Oh, but he was.
But was related. Was they were very related near to Tolstoy. Yeah.
Tolstoy. Yeah, I remember Tolstoy.
Yeah.
Then the father said, "You cannot marry him. He speaks Polish, and I would like to have the son-in-law who speaks. They don't can speak Russian." But if he can speak Russian, I shall take a little time, think a little about it. So he began to study Russian. It was not some very long time until he could speak Russian, and came and asked again, and then he went pick. She pick allowed to marry him. It was so simple to speak Polish in Russia. That you understand that it, it was not common for to play to speak Polish.
Yeah. Which pieces of Bach did you study?
That was his great G minor.
That's the organ fantasy and fugue. List. List.
It was in this time I haven't begin to play clear Bach. I played the transcription personi Bach personi Chacon and Bach personi Dieter Bach personi Dat or yeah. Bach Bühler Bach List or
Bach personi.
Yeah, it was modern to play this, not clear Bach alone, but Bach alone was not good enough. And the worst was that Bach personi mit. With the same great books letter, also Bach, B A C H B U S U N E, with the same
large break. Letters. Yes. Yeah.
It was really freak. It wasn't shy.
He was very proud.
Bach should have been done here, B A C H, and Busoni with a little under.
But when he was teaching, did he play with you?
No, never.
Never played no. The same.
He didn't show me anything, actually, really. Yeah, also have this tercetude with this.
The etudes and etudes and thirds, the changing of the fingering. Which other etudes did you work on with him? You worked on the
12 at least, perhaps 15, 16. Yeah. Number one, der seder. Also I don't took that. I took not the long song. I took all this technique.
Yeah.
And then this in C-dur,
Do you remember? Do you remember? Let's say in the first one, in the arpeggios.
Yes.
Did he give any advice on that?
Yeah. Also, I felt it like that. It is not necessary to use all this time on this easy fingers. He said. It is much time on the difficult.
Then he wanted you to spend more time on the thumb.
Yes.
Just one thumb five, thumb two. And not to worry about the others.
No. So as he plays himself. So crazy. It is much more funny to practice like that. Then to sit on ta 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 tira 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 up and down as awfully dull. But when you can make some funny things in the middle.
Just to make a difference,
yes. Yeah. And then the hands used himself to go around.
How did he move it? With the wrist? Or was it just the fingers?
No, just the fingers. Because you make so. It was some new thing to think for me. I always learned from my teacher, practice quite long song tune, and to get it in the head. So I was used to practice long song. And Friedman also learned me to practice.
With a gesture,
yes.
With a movement.
Yes,
when
yes.
Yeah.
Also he was also, he wouldn't waste the time to sit there and practice long song.
Yeah.
when the piece should go fast. He was absolute personality.
Yes.
You know it yourself. You have.
He had a great personality.
Oh yes. Daughter of Friedman and the daughter of D'Albert. They
were
went
friends.
To the same schools in.
Yes.
And both were total unmusical. When they sing, it was like to laugh. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Lydia. Den låter han en fredag der.
Did you meet an American who was there that summer? Is Milton Detjen?
No.
He was there maybe a little after.
Oh, yes. No. We were there from 16 of December to 16 of January in the Christmas time.
In Suisse?
In New York. No, I know one New York pianist, and she also studied in Berlin by also
Fischer?
The third, also the very good, the most expensive learner in Berlin, that was, also he. I have forgotten the name of him. He had also his son was also a pianist. Also, yeah, in 5 minutes I have the name.
But what's her name?
She's Barbara Speyer.
Barbara Speyer.
I think her father was a bankier, he was rich, could live in Berlin and study very good. Yeah. She has had very much success, I heard. Lily Dumont was also, have you heard that? She was also a pupil in this time.
When you heard Friedman in concert, which pieces do you remember the best?
Oh, Brahms, I think, and, yes.
Did you like his Brahms?
Yes, I believe it.
Which, the Handel variations?
Yeah, this also. And
the Paganini variations?
No, they are.
Or the Fa Moll Sonata?
Also, oh yeah, by Brahms, yeah. Also, it was more in the mezzo, and perhaps he played the Handel variation?
Often,
yeah. I also played it. I love that very much. But also, I remember really much Bach when he played. See, he played one piece, Stradella as encore. Dum, 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 dum. Bach Stradella, do you know that? Ta ra 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 ra. Ta ra ra ram da ra ram ta ra di ri. I can play a little.
Yes, yes.
This was very nice. And he played Mozart, Beethoven.
Schumann? Did you hear Kreisleriana or Carnaval?
I cannot remember.
Symphonic Etude, Fantasy.
I have played Fantasy, but not with him. No.
And Beethoven, which Beethoven? The Appassionata? Opus 111?
No, but Opus 110 I played. But also Appassionata I played, and Demol, number 3. Dari, dari, dari,
yeah.
Dari.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Mm-hmm. I love that much. I played a lot of these sonatas, but I didn't besonders. But I played them in the Potsdam when we had such in the endings concert. Yeah. I played the F-moll sonata by Brahms.
Yes.
He said I should play that.
Fischer?
Yeah. So I did. When I played in Berlin once, I had a teacher in Berlin. He was also Russian Jew. He was a pupil of this one. Alexander Lieberman. Boricic, he was his name. But when they came to Berlin, they took Belgian name. No. Lieberman. And then I played them Ballade Game of by Chopin. Oh, that I played by Friedman also.
What did he work on the Gaymore Ballade? What did he want to work on in that piece? You remember? The rubato?
Not so very much. Not very much. Not so much rubato. I think. I cannot really, it was not so special for me.
Which?
But also, in the end. In the end, I learned to lighten the technique by him.
To have a lighter weight in the arm.
Yes,
Yeah.
So, because I always found the end heavy and schwer for me,
yeah.
for me. But yeah. he helped me to make it
to relax to more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Relax.
And it worked that
yes.
way. Yeah.
yeah. When I begin to feel that I could relax, I get a much better technique to enter.
Yes.
It is very it's lovely to relax.
But with Chopin, he was most helpful to you for you in the etude, you think, or?
Oh yes, and also in the gesture, tram tram ti, da ri ram da ri ri ram da ra 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 ri ra ra ri.
Etude?
Oh, yeah,
the third,
yeah. In this. He get me to play much more Polish rhythmic.
The left hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like that. Yeah. So it get more funny for me to play it. Then I forget the right hand to be tired in the... you have practiced it yourself?
No, not yet. Opus 10 number 5. No, I need a few more years.
Yes, when you get time. If you not get over to be a writer.
Yeah. After the ball.
It is so many good pianists in the world.
Yeah,
so enough. If you could use your brain
to write,
to live in music, not in
yeah.
I should think that more future for you.
Yeah.
But you could be so good pianist that you could beat all the others, naturally.
The next lifetime.
Yes.
I
should have liked to live once more now and use that I can today and begin again.
Yeah.
I can a lot, but I haven't get the opportunity to use all that.
Hmm.
I had time to it.
Yeah. Did you make records?
Only once in London, but it was in the old, up to 78.
Yes.
Ballade by Grieg.
Yes.
And one Norwegian Halding by my teacher, and Severud, Harald Severud, and Vindharpeslotten, it's an Eolsharpen.
Yes.
Very funny little piece. I played it in London, and I had three some recitals in London. And I get so good critic for these pieces, so his master's voice took it up.
Mm.
But so it went over to other also not 78, but it's
long
modern.
Play,
yeah, long play.
Yeah,
they didn't. And they have sold, also his master's voice is now EMI.
Yes.
And they have not kept all the old.
Yeah, the original copies,
nice.
The master copies, yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you also, you have understand that they have...
The originals are destroyed,
yeah.
Destroyed. It's terrible.
Not what I have been, especially Friedman, for instance, and many others, perhaps.
Yeah, they're thrown away too, many of them.
Yeah, we have not... interest for it, perhaps. We were speaking yesterday.
No, it was good. It was fine. Tell me again about Friedman when he would play a concert because he had trouble being paid.
Yes.
Yeah, just.
He told that he was traveling many times. I cannot remember which land, and it's not necessary to remember either. But
yes.
Then, when he has played many times, it happens that he didn't get the money. And he thinks I shall do something to change that. So he played the half of the program, and it was a great.
great success, filled up with crowded people. And so he took a pause. They came in and said, "Will you perhaps you can play with go on now?" "No, I will not go on before I have my money." "Oh, it is so difficult for us, for we haven't counted out yet. The people are still counting, and you must wait till after the concert." "No, I'm waiting here. I'm playing after you have counted." So then he gets his money, you see.
Yes.
And we here in Norway, we are always we are thinking that we are very honest people. We are honest people here in Norway. We were in any case.
Yes.
Earlier, we couldn't believe it was true that some people in the world would do such things against this lovely pianist.
Yes. And when he came here the last time in 1940, and he was trying to get citizenship here.
Yes, I believe that he would be Norwegian citizens to be living here and to be sure that he was sure against the German Nazis. And the Norwegian foreign minister, Koht, he was the same who went to London with the king in these 5 years we were under German. And the Koht had asked at least 300 artists from Oslo, Norway, to come to a reception in his big house in Oslo. And Friedman, I met him there also.
Yeah.
And he didn't play, but many of the Norwegian artists were playing, perhaps. I believe I can remember it. And all the artists in Norway, they wished him welcome if he could come. But I think it then happened quite shortly after that the German took over here. And then he has to come. It couldn't be done so quickly.
Yeah.
So he wasn't Norwegian. And it was good because the German has taken him here also.
Yes.
So then I really, but you know better how it went with him and where he comes in these days.
Yes.
Isn't it true?
Yes, he went to Australia.
To Australia.
He was safe there.
And he has never been taken by the Nazis.
No. After. Yes, we'll write that one down.
Awesome. this. But I cannot play that now.
Yeah.
And
C minor, the
yes,
with him.
I cannot remember, but maybe.
Play, was there anything unusual the way he sat or anything strange about the way he would use his
but I think he did much to take the arms up to make air.
Mazurkas did you play with him? Do you remember?
G4.
Norwegian from Halling.
Thank you.
page 3,
yes.
Number 2, maybe this. Sorry. Yeah.
There are some.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that's yeah.
And let's see if there are any of them. Crescendo.
Okay, perhaps, yes.
No crescendo.
And here, fortissimo. No, he take it like
yeah.
This.
Wonderful.
If you like to have it, it means something to you.
Yes.
That he has written, if you have so many places where he has written something. So it is more important for you than for me now, because I will not.